for someone that's never heard of Open Chattanooga, how would you describe it?
Yeah, so it's just a group of interested citizens. We have people who have marketing backgrounds, people who have planning backgrounds, people who have web development backgrounds, just people who are interested in technology and open data, open government data, and using those two things, marrying them together to build something useful.
The term we toss around is civic hacking.
Yes.
Well, what is that?
Well, I think so. I can talk about the hacker, and then I'll talk about the civic hacker. So the hacker is just someone who tries to achieve some end goal with the minimum amount of work, but kind of using and with the maximum amount of brain power. So they're trying to come up with something that kind of is simple and is a quick fix and works, but doesn't require a whole lot of effort, I guess, if that makes sense. So that's kind of, you know, that's kind of the hacker ethos. And so a civic hacker is someone who does that with kind of in the civic realm. So it looks at things like transit information or how the city runs its parking or any kind of aspect of the city and its running, and tries to figure out what's a way to kind of hack or to change and improve simply using technology. So civic hackers have that interest in kind of making things better, not just for themselves because they usually have an itch to scratch, but just for the whole, you know, whole citizenry.
Last time we talked to him, I guess it was the first hackathon, right?
To my knowledge, that's the first hackathon thing that's been held in the city. And it was focused around transportation issues. It was a kind of a theme that we thought maybe needed some addressing.
What were the results of that hackathon?
So one of the main things that came out of that hackathon, and Jenny can speak to this more, was something called an open trip planner, which lets you do trip planning through bike, bus, and car. Want to touch on that some
more? Yeah, sure. So at the time, I was working on a project promoting bicycling, and I found that when talking to people about it, one of their main concerns was really, well, I don't actually know how to get from my home to my work on bike. I don't understand what the safest route is. I don't understand the fastest one. I have too many hills. So Tim and I started working on this project called Open Trip Planner, which basically is an open source tool that developers can actually adapt to a particular city to show people how to get around by biking, walking, and bus. So it integrated those three modes of transportation and would show people the fastest, quickest, and least hilly way to get from point A to point B.
Can people access that app now, or how? What's the?
So that's kind of the second part of this is, we got a beta version up and running, but we found that we needed continued development support to work out bugs and to update the data that the transit system runs off of. And so part of this whole Open Chattanooga's process is trying to get developers more involved, because we found that we really lacked that support. And without dedicated funding to that project, we weren't able to keep it up and running.
But we were able to demo the product to Carta, and they were interested in it because for the transit planning side of it. And I think that's part of what we try to do is to show kind of civic innovation through tech and show people what's possible, kind of open their eyes to that.
If you're just tuning in, I'm having a conversation with Open Chattanooga's Tim Moreland and Jenny Park. Open Chattanooga is a local group dedicated to making public data available digitally through software and other web applications. The group's organizing a hackathon this weekend on the fourth floor of the public library as a part of National Day of Civic Hacking. And we talked a year ago. How has Open Chattanooga changed, or what's going on for the future?
Sure. So it's been really exciting times for us. We've had a lot of really good conversations with the new administration, and they seem to be really 100% on board with this kind of open government, civic innovation kind of thing that we're interested in. That kind of close partnership and support from the city has been really a game changer and really helpful. So, for example, we're one of the big things we're working on right now is a hackathon, which I can tell you a little bit more about if you're interested. It's part of a National Day of Civic Hacking. So there's going to be like around 100 cities doing this event where they're doing civic hacking, 100 cities, a lot of federal agencies are participating, and then the White House also is going to be holding an event. And so during this weekend, on June 1st and 2nd, it's going to be the National Day of Civic Hacking. we're going to be hosting something at the public library. And so one thing we're hoping to do is to take this kind of government data, our government data, and opening it up so that it's people can build things on top of it. So we're opening up like the 311 data so you can see all the service requests and what people are doing, the crime and incident data, all the permitting and all that kind of information so that people can, you know, build useful applications on top of it. At least that's what we're hoping is going to happen during the weekend.
With the last one, you had a particular goal was the transportation in the city. Is there a particular goal in this one? It's just what happens in those 2 days.
I think so. It's just what happens in those 2 games. I think one of the main outcomes is we just want to kind of elevate to the public this thing we call civic hacking, what it's like, what does it mean, and let kind of let people know more about it. And we're really excited to see kind of what comes out of it because it's going to be a very open process and open space. So I don't really know what people are going to build with the data we provide and what teams are going to form. So I'm kind of excited to see what comes out of it.
Yeah, I think some people are going to go into the hackathon with a project that they're going to try to be recruiting team members for. But some of it, I think, will just be natural. People will start talking about a particular issue and then look at what data sets we have available. And some projects will come out of that.
Talking about crime data and 311 data, what can developers and hackers do with that form of data?
Sure. So, I mean, with the crime data, eventually the ultimate goal is to create kind of a more real-time feed so people can kind of do real-time visualizations of crime, you know, close to their neighborhood. And for the 311, I have no idea. What I could see is really some really cool visualizations, right? So you have there's probably got to be a million plus records of people calling in the city and saying, hey, help me fix this. And so wouldn't it be great to get a sense for like what people are concerned about? What are the issues? How are they getting addressed? Like, where are they located? Like, there's just all kinds of really interesting kind of knowledge you could glean from that database. And so I'm hoping someone will take something and do kind of a cool visualization for that one.
Set the scene for something like a hackathon. If someone's never been to one, what can they expect when they enter that room and what's going on?
We're going to have a kind of an opening session. Then after that, we're going to have that kind of what Jenny talked about, this kind of team formation where it's going to be an open process, but where we're going to kind of put up the different challenges or issues people have and the different data they have and the skills and try to start building teams around those challenges, data and skills, and matching them so that they make sense. After that kind of initial team formation process, then it's just people working in groups. So it might even be a little bit quiet, you know, when you walk in with just people on their computers working away. But we're hoping there'll be some good cross-pollination between the teams. And as people come in, they can kind of interact with the different teams or share or provide input on what they're doing, things like that.
First part of Saturday is important because there's going to be an introduction to civic hacking. So this is going to be for the everyday person,
right,
who knows nothing about web development, about coding, about even about data. This is for the everyday citizen who wants to get more involved in their city, and they'll see some of the tools that are available to help make that happen. And then in the issue formation stage that Tim mentioned, that's also where you're going to have people with different skill sets working towards addressing a community problem. And so I think that's another point in the hackathon where it's really important for us to have participation from just everyday citizens who care about their community and want to see some improvements.
Yeah, I think we're definitely hoping that part of the event this coming up this weekend, but just in general, our work will kind of broaden people's understanding of government and how it works and what information is out there and how they can use it and what they can use it for. So kind of that what do you call it, almost like a kind of a civics lesson about how government works. And a big part of that, especially in this digital age, is understanding the data and the information coming from the city.
That was Tim Moreland and Jenny Park with Open Chattanooga. On Saturday and Sunday, Open Chattanooga will have a civic hackathon on the fourth floor of the public library. For more information, visit openchattanooga.com or hackforachange.org. For WUTC, I'm Garrett Crowe.